Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I'm getting excited about Christmas. I'm getting excited about this opportunity to honor Him and to thank Him and to rejoice that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us for our salvation, for a new hope to be born in us. Open your heart. Talk to God. Talk in your own words. You don't have to make up beautiful prayers. Just talk to Him in your own words. Just tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you want to be more like Him. Thank Him for being your Savior. Thank Him for coming to you in the flesh. Thank Him. There are two readings. For the first reading today, there are two options. I'm going to take the second one, which comes from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. Even though again and again and again we turned away from God, turned to our own pleasures, turned to our own desires and our ways of doing things, and yet it says the Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in His love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals." Yes, this applied to people of that time, but it also applies to us. The Lord has removed the judgment against us that we would perish forever. And we should have. He's turned away our enemies. And this Lord is in our midst right now. You have no further misfortune to fear. You're not going to be punished and sent to hell unless you choose it. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior." Thank Him for saving you. Reach out, because it says He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in His love. No matter how far we've strayed, no matter how long, no matter the pathways of sin, if we simply turn and say, Lord, I want to walk in your house. I want to somehow belong to you. But I don't know how to find my way back. Help me. Help me. And He will lead you. He will show you. Be not afraid. It has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. Psalm 33, exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to Him a new song. Sing to Him a new song. The plan of the Lord stands forever, the designs of His heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen for His own inheritance. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice. Why? Why? Because He is the true God, the living God, the God who is love, the God who is saving us. We don't commemorate. Remember, I've said this so many times. We don't commemorate a past event. We commemorate a living reality. We celebrate it. We don't just commemorate it. We celebrate it, a living reality of the presence of God. And the gospel is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Can you imagine what those two women must have thought when they looked at each other? Because both of them were walking miracles, in a sense. Both of them were bearing children, the greatest blessing that a woman could imagine. In fact, it was considered a curse if she wasn't pregnant. And here they are, overwhelmed, because they never expected this to happen. Elizabeth must have prayed for it for years and thought she was past the age of childbearing, so it was all gone. It's never lost when God is at the center of it. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting. I love this. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, she knew. This is an inspiration. This is a prophetic word. She knew. Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She knows. How does she know that? Nobody sent her a telegram. She knows because she's walking closely with God. She's rejoicing in the fact that she's no longer barren, that she's bearing a child. And that child, in one sense, in the first prophecy he gave, he leapt in the womb of his mother for joy because he recognized the Messiah even as an infant in the womb. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, these aren't just stories from the past. They're an account of what actually happened in the past. But the same God who manifested himself to his people at that time wants to reveal himself to you in the quiet of your heart, when you give him time, when you listen. When he has time with you every day, he will begin to reveal himself. When you say, Lord, I really do want to know you. I want to draw closer to you. I want people to love you and desire to follow you, Lord. I want people that I work with, people I talk with, people I live with, people I recreate with. I want them to know you, Lord. Help me to draw closer to you, that others may find you through me. That's not idolatry, and that's not boasting. If you know that it's the Lord who's going to do it, you don't. But the Lord will do it in you. You'll find yourself saying things and helping people to return to the Lord, because you love him. And because he loves you, and because he's with you, because he's caring for you. He cares for us, you know this. He cares for us every moment of every day. He knows every breath we take. We don't. He does. He knows every breath we take. He knows how our hearts beat. He knows our hopes. He knows our dreams. He knows our fears. Oh, he knows our fears and wants to draw close to us so that we're never alone with any fear. He loves you, genuinely loves you. The communion antiphon says this: blessed are you who have believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And the O antiphon for today is, O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, S-U-N, sun of justice, Come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. I've had the privilege 3 times in my life of being near to people who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Loss, pain, fear, anger, hatred, bitterness, desire for revenge, all those things. And God has come to them, as he desires to come to you, and as he desires to reveal himself to others through you. I don't mean there's an apparition, but it's his spirit, his kindness, his gentleness, his wisdom, his insight, giving you the words to say that you wouldn't have known to say. If we really love God, if we draw close to him, if we're willing to be formed more and more by him, conform our lives to him, then he will use us. And oh, you want to be used. It's the greatest privilege in the world. What gift will you give him this Christmas as you kneel at the crib? And do go and kneel at the crib. Don't be too old. Don't be too proud. Go to the crib and kneel down and tell the Lord what you want to give him this Christmas and ask him to help you, that you might fully give the gift to him, whatever it is. O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Are there people in your neighborhood or housebound because of illness or some problem or other? Have you gone to visit? Do you know any elderly living alone? Do you know a man or woman whose spouse has died? Look around you in your neighborhood. Bring Christ, who is the rising dawn. Bring Christ. Bring his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. Will it cost you a little bit? It's nothing compared to the price that God paid for you. Make a little sacrifice. Make it daily if you can. Take your eyes from yourself. Look up and look out, because the Lord desires to use you to bring his light into the darkness. And that we desperately need in this country and all over the world. The light needs to shine in the darkness. And when it does, the darkness will not be able to destroy it. But we're the ones who need to be in the place of saying, come light of life. Come into my life and then work through me. Reach out, Lord, through me. I offer myself to you. Let that be your attitude this Christmas, and it will be a great gift for your Savior. God bless you. For the 4 Sundays of Advent, I have put 4 meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title, Journey Through Advent. Or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.